You are listening to the audio production of Even If He Doesn't, What We Believe About God When Life Doesn't Make Sense by Kristen LaValle, published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the author. For Max, even though he didn't, we know that one day he will. We'll see you soon. Author's note. Throughout the process of writing, an important question has come up. What gives me the right to write this book? The pages you're about to read are about how crisis can devastate our faith and how painful and beautiful the rebuilding can be. I've experienced so much heartache in my life, but my biggest, even if he doesn't, ended with, but he did. I've wrestled quite a bit with that. Do I have the authority to write a book about suffering when we received the miracle we asked for? Why would anyone listen to me? Do I have the right to speak to hearts that carry tragedy I've never known? The truth is, I don't. Our griefs are uniquely our own. Our suffering may be recognizable to others, but it's only intimately familiar to ourselves. When a mother and father lose a child, each of them experiences that grief in different ways. When a woman loses a husband, his mother loses a son. They both feel the loss, but the relationship to the grief is as different as the relationship to the person. I can't speak to any individual suffering, even the kinds of suffering that look similar to my own. I can only speak to what I've learned from my own heartache. In her book, Suffering is Never for Nothing, Elizabeth Elliot says, "Suffering is a mystery that none of us is really capable of plumbing. And it's a mystery about which I'm sure everyone at some time or other has asked, why?" On these pages, I certainly don't claim to plumb the depths of every person's pain. If anyone were capable of writing an exhaustive study of the nuance and complexity of suffering, surely it would have already been written. Instead, all I can do is offer my experiences and reflections. When we share our stories with each other and reflect on what we've learned through our pain, we're still only reflecting fragments that make up a larger theological and spiritual mystery. We can only know in part. This is my part. I haven't suffered in the same way or with the same intensity as others. I'm just familiar with its sting. When we compare our suffering to someone else's, we're simply trying to make sense of what we're going through. In our attempt to understand a pain that is unfathomable and inexplicable, we measure our experience against what someone else is going through or has gone through. The result of that comparison is always the discrediting of pain. If you compare your pain to someone else's and find yours to be greater, you diminish their suffering. If you compare your pain and find theirs to be greater, you diminish your own. And who can really scale the weight of suffering? I certainly can't. What I do know is that most of us will experience suffering of some kind at some point in our lives. Your crisis may be considered significant by the standards of our culture, such as the loss of a child, the death of a spouse, a chronic disease, or a fatal diagnosis. Or it may be something that the world considers minor, but breaks your heart all the same. No matter the width and depth of your pain, in this book you'll find the threads of faith both through answered prayers and in the middle of what felt like spiritual abandonment. Maybe my pain will be familiar to you. Maybe it won't. Either way, hope and hard things are on the pages ahead of you. I hope you find yourself in them too.
Foreword by Carlos Whitaker. I agreed to write Kristen's foreword for two reasons. One, Kristen is a wordsmith unlike any I have run across in decades. This is the God-honest truth. She writes words like Steph Curry shoots threes. She writes paragraphs like Taylor writes bangers. It just seems so effortless. Two, I knew how important this book was going to be for so many people who have walked the hard road, myself included. But when I opened the box and the words, "even if he doesn't," sat there, staring me in the face, in 2 seconds flat, my mind accelerated toward all the still empty shelves that were supposed to hold monuments to answered prayers I have prayed. I closed the box and said out loud, "Nope, not today." And I'm assuming that you may have experienced that same moment with this book. You may be reading these words months after...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?